code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Newcomers, attach yourself to the audio is available for free download at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and hopefully you get the shortcuts to understanding this incredibly big system you're born under, the system that rules over the planet, over governments, in fact, they own governments. And I show you where it's going, when it was set up a long time ago, in fact, the big thinkers behind it, employed, of course, by the big international bankers, and how they plan to bring in a non-democratic system. They still con the public into believing they had democracy. That's all it is, a con. In reality, it's the fastest way to get things done for themselves at the top, just simply rush things through. And of course, under this present system, this martial law type system, it's far easier to do that. So they wanted to bring in their scientifically run, organized society, a planned society where people don't just breed and have children and have no work, because after all, we're post-industrial now too, you see. Then they will bring down the society to match the conditions of the countries or regions, as they call it, that we're living in. And we're going through the tragic stages right now as they reshuffle the whole planet together, and we're getting crashed here and there like eggs, basically, where eggshells getting smashed here and there. And that's just too unfortunate, because they see themselves at the top. You cannot make an omelette without breaking eggs. So all of you who are alive today are just the fragments of the eggshells, according to the boys at the top. Learn how it's done. Learn how old this agenda is, and learn how you've been brainwashed from birth. In fact, your parents started off, and then it's taken up by education, and then it's augmented by media, movies, etc. Now, you can buy the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com from the US to Canada by using a personal check. You can also use an international postal money order, or you can use PayPal. Some people just send cash across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and again, PayPal, and donations are really, really, really seriously welcome as well. What I try to do, as I say, is chronicle the events as we go through them and compare them to the statements made by big players who helped design the system. And most of those big players are dead long ago, in fact, because they started this over 100 years ago. They bring in this particular world society. They said at the time they bring in wars and plagues and various other things to diminish the populations, but also to get the populations on their knees, and even train the population to constant war, to constant conflict, until we think nothing about it at all. And at the same time, we're being changed at home through, as I say, martial law techniques. Very clever, very old system. It's just today it's much easier to do with mass media and communications. Much, much easier to train the general public. Plus, it's the first time in history we've gone down the tubes, so to speak, being so entertained with cheap junk. We can get pretty cheap entertainment. Lots of it. And people are living in a schizophrenic society now. They can't really tell fact from fiction. They live in a little cocoon where it feels safe. And they don't really like you if you try and wake them up and present them with evidence of what's happening. Because if you do, it means they themselves will have to make a decision what to do about it. And, of course, most folk are very comfortable, don't want to make those decisions. And they'll attack you instead. Everyone's experienced that, I'm sure. But as I say, we're flying through this now, and there are a few countries to bump off yet. All the Muslim countries have to be hit hard and taken out, because it is a war against Islam as well. And, of course, they're looking at the Far East after the Middle East, looking towards other countries as well. Brunei and a few other Muslim countries will still have to get whacked as well. And so we'll come into this new corn, this farce called the democracy. And once it's all done, they'll tell you we're actually post-democratic, run by experts, now technocrats. And these technocrats are far more efficient than politicians, and they'll be cheaper. But it turns out, too, it'll be cheaper to run them than whole governments. Back with more after this break.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you read the news? Heart disease still the most likely reason you'll die, but people are still not afraid enough. Over 70 million Americans live every day with some form of heart disease, and we accept it as okay. Well, I don't think it's okay, and I'm here to tell you that Extendovite doesn't think it's okay either. Just a few simple herbs can change the way we think about heart disease. Don't just accept it, do something about it. Live a longer, healthier life. Take Extendovite every day. Extend your life with Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hi folks, I'm back cutting through the matrix, and sometimes you gotta let that guitar squeal a little bit and wail, because that's what we're living through, isn't it? We're wailing and screaming, but nobody's listening. Doesn't matter anyway, because things do go on, as I say. Now, we've watched the bailouts going on in different countries across Europe as they throw money into the black hole, and we don't know where it goes. Mind you, must go into outer space or something, but some little boy's got the key to it, I'm sure. And it'll be in a big, big vault and shared amongst a few. Regardless of that, though, there's a lot of conditions come with bailout money. And but see, banks make, it's like the IMF. The IMF makes conditions on everything. It's a political and banking institution. So they don't just give out cash for seeds to plant or whatever. They actually tell you what you're going to do, what you're going to buy, how you're going to use the money, and they actually help run the country. In fact, technically, when the IMF come in, they're in charge of the country and all of its policies. And isn't it weird at the top of the tree, you probably heard it with Hillary Clinton, to give out American money, for instance, across the world, you must really put at the top of the chart of all the things that you have to do, it's all they do with gay, the gay bunch and the LG, whatever, and all the rest of it, or the ones who are going to transhumanism, basically. And Greece is getting ahead over this latest article. That's not really their fault, because they've been told to do this, you see. Because the world must go into this new, what is a human anyway? You know, what is a human? What is a man? What's a woman? And all that stuff. To get us all used to transgender and eventually clone types of all kinds of weird things are going to appear in transhumanism, and that is part of the function. And so, really, everything's a sort of kind of musky, it's a sci-fi movie, really, isn't it? We're going through. Fewer in Greece over paedophilia is now, it's because it's a disability now. We're kidding you. Athens, Greece, the Greek disability groups expressed anger Monday that government decisions expand the list of state-recognized disability categories to include paedophiles, right? Exhibitionists, that's flashers and things, and kleptomaniacs, who will do steal stuff, all kinds of stuff. The National Confederation of Disabled People called the action incomprehensible, and it is incomprehensible unless you really realize the full agenda. And you'll see it in all the countries eventually. And said paedophiles are now awarded a higher government disability pay than some people who have received organ transplants. The Labour Ministry said categories added to the expanded list that also include pyromaniacs, people who like to set fire to things, compulsive gamblers, fetishists, and sadomasochists were included in purposes of medical assessment and used as a gauge for allocating financial assistance. I'm not kidding, eh? I mean, this isn't April the 1st, you know. But NCDP leader Yanis Vardakathamnis, who is blind, warned a new list could create new difficulties for disabled Greeks who are already facing benefit cuts due to the country's financial crisis. No kidding. Who's your priorities? What's happened is, I think there's some big mistake. The ministry should have a different policy on disability, Vardakathamnis told Associated Press. Let's contain major changes to disability quotas, which could effectively remove many people from access to benefits. So I guess if you're really disabled, you ain't going to get much help at all. But if you start stealing women's shoes while they're walking along the streets, then you'll be okay, especially if you set fire to them. The new list gives pyromaniacs and paedophiles disability pay up to 35% compared to 80% for a heart transplantation. It's really not serious to grant peeping Toms at the people who stay in your windows, eh? 20% disability, they'll buy new binoculars too, disability rate, and 10% to diabetics with insulin shots 4 or 5 times a day. It says Greece has been fighting to avoid bankruptcy since 2009, and public spending on health and welfare programs have been sharply cut under austerity measures imposed as a condition for receiving emergency loans from the International Monetary Fund and other countries using the euro currency. So you see, it's the IMF that comes in and says, yeah, we'll give you these loans, but you've got to make these things a priority. No one will understand them, but that doesn't matter. And that's how they do this stuff. Hillary's doing the same stuff. She's already given speeches on this across the world for American aid as well. And so independently run welfare programs that survived in state grants have been the hardest hit, leaving some disabled groups, including the deaf, facing sudden drops in their standard of care. The government's also battling widespread abuse in the welfare system, forcing tens of thousands of disabled people to be reassessed. So I guess if you're, you know, a pyromaniac or a gambler, a fetishist or whatever, sadomasochist, you just, you know, roll up to the office with your whips and all that and letters and just say you've got an awful problem, you know, and you can't think about working. And away you go. There you go. That's I told you, I said years ago, you've got to belong to special groups to get cash in the future and survive. And it's all coming down, you know, take the pick of that bunch. Now, in the States, too, it's getting so ridiculous with the things that are getting removed from the shelves, the different chemicals you could buy, cleaners and so on, hydrogen peroxide and various other things are under suspicion of. But this here is when here's new. New law requires photo ID to buy some grain cleaners. And so they're starting off with grain cleaners now. So you better stock up with them very quickly. You want a government ID, too, before you can buy them. The new state law, starting off in Chicago, requires those who buy industrial grain cleaners and other caustic substances to provide photo identification and sign a log. Law does not apply to most grain cleaners that consumers typically buy at grocery stores, but only to high-grade industrial cleaners that are normally only sold at hardware stores. Even so, it's getting a rough reception from customers and merchants alike, or perhaps none more than the cashier at Schroeder's True Value Hardware in Lombard, where someone threatened to basically throw the stuff at the cashier. Anyway, it says, the customer did not meet good in the threat. No one called police. The other employees of Schroeder said they would call police immediately if any similar threat is made. The law, which took effect Sunday, requires those who seek to buy caustic or noxious substances. The noxious substances could go a long way to a lot of things, except for batteries to provide government-issued photo identification that shows their name and date of birth. The cashier must log the names and address, the date and time of the purchase, the type of product, the brand, and even the net weight. Shore said that when he called his local legislator, the legislator claimed not to know about the new law. Well, they never read the laws as they ran them through in omnibus bills. Neither, he said, did other retailers in the area. He said he and other store personnel had to call a number of stores before they could get details. So non-compliance results in fines. This is the usual way the punishment is, all by power of the personnel, isn't it? $150 for the first offence, $500 for the second, up to $1,500 for the third and subsequent violations. So, as I say, things are getting absolutely crazy and silly, and they're going to get a lot worse, because you've got 30 years of this to go with anti-terrorism now, because they're going to take on all the rest of the Muslim world, you see, finish them off for on behalf of interested parties. So you've got 30 years now of sillier and sillier things coming down the pike, and eventually your food as well. Because there's so many chemicals in your food, if you mix them together properly, I'm sure you can do some damage. Now, we also think, too, we're so hard done by in the West, because, which we are, of course, because basically the whole economy was taken away from the public by politicians and corporations working in tandem, setting up the WTO, signing the GATT treaty with China, and getting all your factories over to China, and even paying for them to uproot and move. We paid for them to rebuild over in China, too. They did that with your tax cash. But in China, and it's a wonderful world of equality, you know, too, no one's threatening to do anything about China and false space inequalities in China, where we've had so many articles in the past of factory workers being locked inside the factories, and children, too, being locked inside plants and going up in fire, that type of thing, and suicides, etc. But and no one cares in the West, because we're so egocentric today, we're hedonistic, and we're exactly as we're prepared and taught to be, trained to be, like Bertrand Russell said a long time ago. But we really don't have any compassion for anybody else. And that's why hedonism is an awful good tool to insert in a society if you don't want to stand together against the wrongs. So the Chinese staff at Xbox 360 plant in China, the whole staff threatened to commit mass suicide if their pay demands aren't met. Now, it's pretty bad in China when they go to this kind of level. Bad enough when one here or there kills themselves. But with the entire, what kind of future are we looking towards? See, they know. It's like living in nihilism. Utter nihilism for the rest of their life. There's no hope. A place with no hope for the rest of your life. A slave, basically a slave. It's just 300 staff at the factory that builds the Xbox 360s have threatened to commit mass suicide if their wage demands are not met in March today. His employees working for electronics giant Foxconn in Wuhan, China, claim the company has failed to hand over wages they're owed. Campaign group China Jasmine Revolution said they would throw themselves from the plant's roof if the missing money isn't paid. And it says, according to reports, the row broke out following demands for a pay increase for 100 employees on January the 2nd. Management at Foxconn, the world's largest contract electronics manufacturer, and a crucial link in the supply of chains of Apple, Dell, Nintendo, and Song, then responded with an ultimatum. It said employees could quit with 1 month's compensation awarded for each year with the plants or go back to working. Many employees quit, but Foxconn then allegedly dishonored the agreement and awarded former employees nothing. But they don't mind doing all that over there. They don't have unions and things in communist countries. Around 300 workers returned to the plant in an uproar and staged a protest on the plant's roof on January 3rd. So Wuhan's mayor intervened through hours of negotiations, walking them back from the roof's edge until 9 p.m. when workers agreed to return to work, according to China.com. But anyway, what I'm saying is, you don't understand, really, that it's all part of the Marxist agenda, too. Oh, you have to go through an industrial revolution and all that kind of stuff with child labor and blah, blah, before you get up to this place we're supposed to get to, which they've called democracy, eh? And so basically they're allowed to do all this kind of stuff. A la Marx, you see. It's a great God Marx. Back with more after this break.
Modern Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Through the matrix, and talking about it is to get jobs these days, of course, and we know that even in Germany, I'm probably kept an eye for that too, where a woman who was a waitress was being ordered to take a job as a prostitute or lose all her benefits. Yeah, but this is how bad things are getting now as this new system goes into place, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse because we allow it to happen. See? And people think that when they fix the system, like all the different big banks that they have and central banks and for sure private, and but by just putting more scotch tape on them and more super glue or something, you can't fix something that's corrupt from its very foundation. Can't happen, folks. Can't happen. And the same people who go into them with these jobs and take over are just like the ones who just left, and they continue the same scams and ever. And even all the scams that were to do with the way that the banks finagled all the mortgages and so on and built up the bubbles has been taught in places like Harvard. It's now institutionalized and they're teaching how to do it. So it's going to happen again and again and again. Now, another article too I'll put up tonight is about Monsanto, the big giant that has booed its way and forced its way through the world by bribing government, threatening people, of course, putting a lot of farmers under by threats and suing them. But it also is now into the military business. It always was. Monsanto was an Agent Orange producer during the Vietnam era and other deadly chemicals for the biowarfare industry. They're now making your food for those who like to eat a lot. But anyway, Monsanto now owns Blackwater, it says. This is an older article. It's a quote by Jeremy Stahel in The Nation, Blackwater's Black Ops, from the 9/15/2010 revealed the largest mercenary army in the world, Blackwater, now called XE Services, clandestine intelligence service, was sold to the multinational Monsanto. Blackwater was renamed in 2009 after becoming famous in the world with numerous reports of abuses in Iraq, including massacres of civilians. It remains the largest private contractor of the U.S. Department of State security services that practice state terrorism by giving the government the opportunity to deny it. As many military and former CIA officers worked for Blackwater or related companies created to divert attention from their bad reputation and make more profit selling their nefarious services. So this little article goes through some of the history of it, gives you the names of the people associated with Monsanto and etc. One of them, Coffer Black, known for his brutality as one of the directors of the CIA, was the one who made contact with Monsanto initially in 2008 as director of Total Intelligence, entering into contract with the company to spy on and infiltrate organizations of animal rights activists, anti-GM, and other dirty activities of the biotech giants. Contracted by Scaho, the Monsanto executive Kevin Wilson declined to comment, but later confirmed to the Nation it hired Total Intelligence in 2008 and 2009, according to Monsanto, only to keep track of public disclosure of his opponents. That was tracking all their opponents. Actually, I got them threatened them. That's what they do with farmers and so on. He also said that Total Intelligence was a totally separate entity from Blackwater, which it isn't. However, Scaho has copies of emails from Coffer Black after the meeting with Wilson from Monsanto, who explains to other former CIA agents using their Blackwater emails that the discussion with Wilson was that Total Intelligence had become Monsanto's intelligence arm, spying on activists and other groups. Total Intelligence Monsanto paid $127,000 in 2008 and $105,000 in 2009. No wonder that a company engaged in the science of death as Monsanto, which has been dedicated from the outset to produce toxic poisons spilling from Agent Orange to PCBs, pesticides, etc., etc., so, and modified seeds, and now with all their different chemicals to go with the seeds. Almost simultaneously with the publication of this article, The Nation, the Via Campesina reported the purchase of 500,000 shares of Monsanto for more than $23 million by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, with which this action completed the ousting of the mask of philanthropy. They're not philanthropists at all. Whatever they do is for their own benefit. Now, an association that is not surprising. It's a marriage between the two most brutal monopolies in the history of industrialism. Bill Gates controls more than 90% of the market share of proprietary computing, and Monsanto about 90% of the global transgenic seed market and most global commercial seed. There does not exist in any other industrial sector monopolies so vast, whose, I would say, the banking industry competes with, whose very existence is a negation of the vaunted principle of market competition of capitalism. There is no competition in the system. And that's what free trade is even all about, too. Free trade is not there to allow everybody to trade who wants to trade across the world. That's actually to decide who gets to trade. It's always the big international bodies who get it. Everything is Orwellian in the system, and you have to understand that. Everything is Orwellian. Everything. There's no exception. Now, Pat Buchanan's book is so explosive, NSNBC Brass Go Bonkers, it says, Network President, Suicide of a Superpower, gets the name of the book, not fit for national dialogue. But they don't seem to like what he's saying. For many, it was just a matter of time before increasingly left-leaning SNBC eliminated its last conservative, but then apparent suspension from the network's lineup of Patrick J. Buchanan, senior advisor to three presidents, presidential candidate, and multiple best-selling author, is raising eyebrows because of the reasons cited by the cable channel boss. This is MSNBC President Phil Griffin says Buchanan's recent hot-selling book, Suicide of a Superpower, Will America Survive to 2025, not only violates the liberal cable network's values, no surprise there, but that Buchanan's ideas aren't even fit to be discussed in public anywhere. So much for the liberal, it's relativistic. Everyone's got their opinion on things, and they should be able to speak about it. But is there anything but liberal when it comes to that? Topics back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
I'm back cutting through the matrix, and it's amazing how everything has been standardized across the world, wasn't it? And yet we still use words like democracy, and we're going to get it and stuff like that. And it's really amazing how people can have double think in their head, hold two opposite opinions at the same time and be quite comfortable with it. But in Fiji, of course, they were under martial law for 3 years, and supposed to come up, lifted last week, and they're going the same way as America, Britain, and everywhere else with this basically total anti-terrorism bill and so on. Putting imprison anybody without trial, etc., etc. It's a copy, really, of all the Western countries' bills are put through. So I'll put this up tonight, too, for those who are interested in what's happening across the world. And yet they always say, oh, we're going to fight for democracy. I wonder what democracy is. J.P. Morgan and George Soros ended up with MF Global customer money. Isn't that amazing, too? And allow this to happen. Well, what can we do? I mean it's almost like it's an ambiguous kind of thing when we talk about these people and their banks. And it's like, where would you go to complain about things? How J.P. Morgan and George Soros end up with MF Global customer money? It says, in recent testimony before a congressional committee, MF Global's former chief, John Corzine, as well as other MF Global executives, said repeatedly, they didn't know where the failed brokerage firm's $1.2 billion of missing client money way. Remember the first one, oh, went to Money Heaven. Money Heaven, they said, eh? There was no St. Peter's, but he's that, Bobby. And in fact, any of global executives knew exactly what happened to the money, as do the regulators who oversaw the firm's bankruptcy. The so-called segregated customer funds were repeatedly and legally, through re-hypothecation, they call it, used as collateral from MF Global loans for 100-to-1 leveraged bets on European sovereign debt. So it's a substantial portion of MF Global's commodity clients cleared transactions through the Chicago Mercantile Exchange and COMEX, owned by CME Group, ticker CME. Says, the question now looming over CME stock is whether the company will be able to for customers liable losses as a commodity customer coalition, a group that says it represents some 8,000 investors, including many hedge funds, with exposure to MF Global, are not going to down without a fight. What they do, actually, you see, and it's kind of how they switched it around for themselves. They put themselves down, basically, as almost like private individuals who are supposed to be paid first after bankruptcy. So there are other corporations that put themselves in the lineup of the individual private customers to get the cash first. That's the scam that they pulled here. And, of course, nothing will happen about it because I'm sure they've done it before and they'll keep doing it again because, you see, there are no laws made to deal with these characters. There's simply no laws made about them. That's why they can do this every so often in bankrupt countries twice a century. You know, they make sure their own boys are in there writing all the laws so they don't break anything that's going to harm them. And they want to do the same scams over and over. And, of course, we're so sick, too, of what's going on with the Iranian scientists being bumped off one after another. It's been going on for months and years, actually. And the latest one was blown up by what they call a sticky bomb. I think they invented that in Britain in World War II for tanks. But it's just an Iranian nuclear scientist was killed in Tehran bomb blast. The media reported at least the third assassination targeting the nation's atomic program that the U.S. and Israel have vowed to halt. Mustafa Ahmadi Roshan, the director of the Natanz uranium enrichment facility in Isfahan province, and another person died, Farah said. Tehran Deputy Governor Safar Al-Qutlu told the state-run agency that a magnetic device was placed under Roshan's car by a person on a motorcycle. He said the method was similar to previous attacks on Iranian nuclear scientists and blamed Israel for the killing. That is a common one that the Mossad uses. They come on a motorbike and they have this thing on a stick. Yeah, you might call it a stick. And it's like treacle at the end, actually. It's very thick stuff. And you just need to touch the whatever your target is and it'll stick to it. And then it blows up. Anyway, it says the terrorist action was undertaken by the elements of the Zionist regime and those who claim to fight against terrorism. The official Islamic Republic news agency cited Iranian Vice President Mohammad Reza Rahimi as saying, we condemn any assassination or attack on an innocent person. The U.S. State Department spokesman Victoria Nuland said today in Washington, they'll get on the act and say their bits, right, like we do nothing about it. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Yigal Palmer said by telephone he'd no comment on the reports. Well, you won't. You don't bother. Israel doesn't care what the world thinks of them. So anyway, it says oil fell as U.S. crude and fuel supplies climbed more than analysts estimated. Crude for February delivered declined 82 cents, etc., etc. It's going to go higher and higher because they're actually trying to cut off the exports of Iranian oil. And with this attack, it says, comes in the middle of a heightened tension and helps Iran to play in a sense of threat that is under a lot of pressure, which it certainly is. When you've got NATO and the U.S. Saying we're going to bomb you, you're under a lot of pressure. And they've already grabbed bank accounts, all the usual stuff, plundered, because they're in that vault, that special vault the bankers have, again, in Money Heaven. And we never hear of it again. But they're grabbing everybody's pensions and things, and they can't make any transactions. So this is the start, of course, before they eventually go in and flatten the place. So get used to it, folks. Just to go on for years and years, and after they finish there in Syria, then they go off to other countries in the Far East who are Muslim as well. So that's what Haas said, Richard Haas of the CFR. This will go on for 30 years at least. So, yeah, in 30 years' time, you have a lot of video games about killing your next target. And this one is quite interesting, too, from Israel, because the Israelis are kind of socialist. You understand how they were set up in the first place and their initial early policies, because a lot of them came from the Soviet Union, were communists. In fact, a lot of them left Soviet Union because they claimed that the Soviet Union was not communist enough, it wasn't Marxist enough. And anyway, it's still very, very strong in that area. This guillotine display stuns Rothschild's 10th city. So it's a good little stunt they pulled off. It says a guillotine, a symbol of French Revolution, has been placed Wednesday in the center of Tel Aviv's 10th city, turning into one of the biggest attractions in its ongoing social protest. Surprising, that display arrived in Rothschild Boulevard, following another long night of protests across the country, this time focusing on contractor conditions. Demonstrators in five different cities participate in rallies Wednesday night against working conditions, wearing white masks and chanting contractor companies are organized crime. Well, they should know about that. In Beersheba, protesters organized a bathing suit march to exemplify how the social protest has taken off. In Bat Yam, hundreds of residents marched to protest against the high cost of living and housing shortage, clashing with the police's special patrol units. So here they go with a guillotine. I don't know who they're trying to chop, but maybe it's for the 2x4s to build the buildings or something. But I guess that'll save on carbon if it's all manually pulled, you know, and weights and stuff and pulleys. But I love how we're led by example. All the old history books tell you, and they always do this, every country has its foundation, and it's, everybody's perfect who founded that country. You know, they walk on water, it's perfect. And every country's the same. And for the peasants, of course, they always give you the king and queen who come out on a balcony wearing all their good duds, as they say, and you're supposed to emulate them as a peasant and be married and have a man and a wife and have children so you can work the fields and stuff like that. Well, the king goes off and does what he wants, but generally with little boys, and off goes the queen to do what she wants, whatever she takes her fancy, I guess. And that's the reality of life. That really is the reality of life. You've got to read the history of royalties. It's just astonishing. You get very bored being royalty, you know. If they were over in Greece, they'd get all these pensions for all their petitions and things like that, you know. They're truly good. Anyway, monarchy, there's supposed to be examples to this. Monarchy refuses to return tainted gems. Have you ever heard anybody with a load of gems as tainted gems? Buckingham Palace has rejected to hand back the lavish jewels given to the Countess of Wessex by Bahraini brutal regime. See, Bahrain's going to get it as well, you see, they're in Muslim. Despite rising criticism over the acceptance of the gifts, wife of Prince Edward, Sophie, accepted two sets. Well, she's wisdom, that's what Sophie means, she's wise. Accepted two sets of jewels from the Bahrain royal family during an official visit by the royal couple to the kingdom in December. Well, the regime has been condemned for launching brutal crackdowns on the pro-democracy phone-in Soros protesters. I just added that little bit myself because that's who's behind it. Several British politicians voiced their opposition to the acceptance of the priceless gifts by the Countess, calling on the royal family to give back the tainted gifts to the bloody regime, while condemning the royal family's close links with many suppressive rulers and despot regimes in the Middle East. Anti-monarchy activists called on the Countess to sell the gems and give the cash to the pro-democracy protesters fighting against the regime in the country. However, a Buckingham Palace spokesman said Monday that the extremely valuable jewels given by the ruling family of Bahrain had been accepted as an official gift. Adding, as far as the Countess was given the gifts during her public duties as the Queen's representative, she was allowed to keep the gems on behalf of the Crown. I'm sure she really needs the cash too, eh? The hugely precious gifts were given the Countess during an extravagant banquet at the palace of King Hamad bin Isa al Khalifa on December 21st. Prince Edward, Earl of Wessex, was also given a valuable silk rug, a pen and a watch. So, you know, there's your examples for you. I don't know if you've ever seen through these incredible vaults they have at in London, for instance, at their various palaces, where they have, like, guests going back hundreds of years of jewel-encrusted swords and things like that, the massive stones in them from India and elsewhere. It's just as like the Vatican. This is incredible. And these guys live pretty well tax-free. I tell you. It's all fate, though, of course. It's all fate, you see. When you're sitting up there, there's a bunch of souls waiting to come down into your body. You're getting somebody nudges you, some wise guy nudges you, and you fall on the wrong one, and you end up as a worker. He ends up as a king. That's how it happens, you know. Anyway, as they're trying to put cigarette smokers under a cloud of disdain, and they are, I've got an article here about it, there's a few articles actually about it, And it all comes from the World Health Organization. You know, they want you to breathe in all the chemicals. Good lungs are chemicals from the spraying. And they don't want that nicotine. You're stuffing it and catching it and stuff like that. So here's an article here about nicotine. Nicotine improves memory and helps brain repair itself. The microprotective effects of nicotine, addictive chemical, and tobacco on the brain are continuing to surprise scientists when recent studies found that one of nicotine's metabolites, cortisone, may improve memory and protect brain cells from diseases such as Alzheimer's. They also get that from all the carbon monoxide you're breathing in, and Parkinson's. Another new study shows that nicotine can help improve some of the learning and memory problems associated with hypothyroidism. Such studies suggest that nicotine or drugs that mimic nicotine may one day prove beneficial in the treatment of neurological disorders. So, it's just amazing all the double speak we get on pretty well everything, isn't it? Now, eventually, the mainstream has eventually caught up a little bit, not very far, about the smart meters. But they don't mention the global grid, of course, that IBM has now given the whole control over, basically, but the global grid. But MSNBC have come up with, saying that it's used to spy. It says, smart electricity meters can be used to spy on private homes. One system could reveal if you're at home, away, or sleeping, even what film you're watching on television. It says that so they just provide power companies with an accurate and streamlined method of monitoring, reading, and controlling a home's power use. Now, they came out with that these kind of articles a few years back when they said it was coming. They said that eventually they would switch things off in your home if they claim you're using too much on any particular item. And it says that convenience, however, comes at a steep price and could put homeowners' safety in jeopardy. Researchers examining the privacy implications of smart meter technology found that one German provider's devices contained vulnerabilities that allowed them to snoop on unencrypted data to determine whether or not the homeowners were at home. After signing up with the German smart meter firm Discovery, or Discover G it's called, researchers discovered that the company's devices transmitted unencrypted data from the home devices back to the company's servers over an insecure link. Researchers Dario Carlucio and Stefan Brinkhaus intercepted the supposedly confidential and sensitive information, and based on the fingerprint of power usage, they were able to tell not only whether or not the homeowners were home, away, or even sleeping, but also what movie they were watching on the television. The problem, researchers explained, stems from Discovery's monitoring frequency. Devices log homeowners' electricity usage in two-second intervals, a time frame they deemed unnecessary and intrusive. The two-second reporting interval provides so much data, they were able to accurately chart power usage spikes and lulls indicative of times a homeowner would be away home or asleep. Carlucio and Brinkhaus presented research in a presentation called Smart Hacking for Privacy at the Chaos Computing Congress in Berlin on December the 30th. And apparently, too, these meters will give back data in quite a few different means. One is broadband itself across the same actual active power lines that come in. And they've got one that transmits on FM, and also another one that transmits on microwave. And if you've got a meter at all, you'll pick up the spiking in your home. And it's from the meter itself. It's spiking microwave, which is really pretty bad for you. And unless you somehow seal it in from the back or inside the house, because it was right through your whole darned house. And it's caused a lot of problems for folk already in Canada and elsewhere, it's been reported. But nevertheless, of course, this man about us, we're just the last man, as Orwell said, you know. We're the last man. That was going to be the name of his book, 1984, was The Last Man. Maybe it's a bit different type after us. We have to put up with all this stuff. It's mad. They fry your brains, give you cancers, or anything else. You're supposed to just put up with it. And, of course, there's no complaints department. Have you noticed that in democracy? There's no complaints department for anything. And yet we want to give this same system to everyone across the world. That's the reason we're bombing them all, supposedly. No. But what a joke we live in. It truly is a joke. And as I shall put up to all these articles tonight, also put up workplaces ban not only smoking, but smokers themselves. And it shows you they're ratcheting it up. Even if you smoke at home and you detect it in your bloodstream, they're not going to hire you or they're going to fire you. Meanwhile, Canada's giving out crack pipes to addicts by the taxpayers' money and showing young children how to safely inject heroin. Now, a video game gone horribly wrong, it says. And I've read quite a few of these articles. I think I've just read this one at a time, too. But you should really understand what these things are all meant to do. Nothing is independent from anything else in the system. From the articles they'll give you to report for the news, to the way it's presented to you, and to the culture they give you at the time. And we're now degenerate. This is the degenerate culture, you know, Generation D. And at the same time, too, it's augmented by movies, magazines, everything. Everything will go along with the same agenda, and it all interfaces with everything else. And the video game Gone Horribly Wrong came out in 2010, an article, and it says it may be assumed, maybe already be game over for what is possibly the most controversial video game of all time. It's called the Depopulous, where players are assume the role of a secret planetary ruler. But all this does not appear to break any new ground in video gaming, the twist around the corner. But you see, you start bringing down the population to win. Back with more after.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
The Empower Network has already generated over $1.5 million of 100% commissions in its first 5 weeks of operation, and the money just keeps on growing. Do you want your unfair share? Go to 9OccupyWealth.com. That's 9OccupyWealth.com. Do not let the economy or the job market determine your success. Now you can surf the waves of wealth with a few clicks to the Empower Network. Go to 9OccupyWealth.com. Join today and learn how to get your first 100% commission deposited directly into your bank account. Are you ready for your personal game changer? Are you ready to earn 100% commissions? You need to immediately take advantage of the biggest opportunity you may ever have. Just go to 9OccupyWealth.com. All the information is on the website, 9OccupyWealth.com. That's 9OccupyWealth.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, cutting through the matrix, and just showing how degenerate we truly are. We don't really care anymore, do we, when these articles appear? And there's been so many horrible video games coming out now. And of course, we'll have to raise generations of soldiers, mind you, as we start them young and getting ready for killing folk 20 years down the road. They'll be just in time for it. So anyway, it says the video game gone horribly wrong, and it's called The Populous, where players assume the role of a secret planetary ruler. So it's actually more realistic of life, what life's really happening and what's happening in life, than the media is. But while this does not appear to be any groundbreaking video game, it's a big twist around the corner. Rather than being charged with the task of building a modern industrial world from scratch, just as in said Myers' upcoming release, Civilization V or 5, the challenge posed by the populace couldn't be more diametrically different. Instead, Claire Stark has technically advanced but overpopulated world and has to get rid of 90% of its population, all without raising any alarm bells. I tell you, this is almost written by David Rockefeller or somebody or Soros. You start with a golden key for world domination, a complete monopoly over its monetary systems. I mean, that's what you've got, right? I mean, this is so close to the Royal Institute of International Affairs plan, CFR, than anything else I've read. With just a few mouse clicks, you can saddle governments with debt, and they in turn are forced to use their people as collateral to pay the eternal interest. Wow. And you've got to keep governments in your pockets, I mean, you own them, and people are afraid of each other, said Lloyd, an enthusiastic gamer from Brooklyn. Thank goodness we have TV, he says. It's kind of like a huge human livestock management program. That's exactly what we are. You know, this whole sort of livestock program. This is how they call us, cattle, you know, at the top. The great unwashed masses, cattle. You know, we're being farmed. Remember, Charles Fort, we're being farmed. So, livestock management, Charlie, another game tester, herding humans, keeping them both sedated yet productive, even the artificially very intelligent ones, is not easy, but the real challenge is the cull. And it's the cull that's causing the stink. The game is insidious goal to reduce the world's 6.9 billion population by 90% before all the oil, fresh water, and food runs out. Techniques at your disposal include world wars, contaminating food and water supplies, weather modification, man-made earthquakes, man-made diseases, forced vaccinations, and even spraying the air with hazardous chemicals. Parents, teachers, and religious groups are up in arms, calling for the game to be banned on moral grounds. But when challenged over the suitability of mass homicide for video game entertainment, game designer Nevis Gonzalez quickly points out that none of it is real, whereas graphically violent war games have been in the popular domain for decades. There's no blood, guts, or gore in the populace spend. You're too far removed for all that. Be warned, if the population gets wise to your plans, lacks of tax revenue may just be the beginning of your problems. And depopulist puppet governments can fall in minutes, not days. And hyperinflation can wipe out whole economies in seconds. But you know, the game is really over when the bots start cooperating with each other and begin growing their own food. All traces of the game depopulists have been removed from the internet. The web page will still, it will self-destruct, it says, and then it gives you the 10, 9, 8 countdown. But it's amazing what they try and bring out. It's quite fascinating to see. And remember, too, that the U.S. Defense Secretary has admitted that Iran is not trying to develop nuclear weapons. It's so amazing, as Hillary's going across the planet, saying, you know, this is the worst demon we've had since blah, 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 and they're blowing us all up. So this article here, it talks about, as I say, the fact that Leon Panetta let slip Sunday, the big open secret the Washington Warhawks don't want you to know, Iran is not developing nuclear weapons, and you'll see it on an interview and a link that I'll put up tonight. And I could go on and on, of course, but I have no time. That's the time up. The hour just flies in, isn't it? From Hamish Marcel from Ontario, Canada, may a god of your gods go with you.
The next round.